Each week we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA, and we're joined this morning by Singleton Mayor Sue Moore. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew.
Mate, 2022 has kicked off, and on Tuesday night it was the first council meeting. Decisions were made.
Yeah, we had our first council meeting on Tuesday evening. We also took our oath before the council meeting, so that was good to do that in front of other councillors and some members of the public. Of course, our council meeting, and congratulations to new deputy mayor, or previous deputy mayor as the case may be, Councillor Tony Jarrett. Very pleased to have him back in the role as deputy for the next next council elections, actually.
Which could be, we're not sure though, isn't there? There's still a little bit up in the air there, isn't there?
Well, yeah, we'll know more at the end of this week, hopefully, another hearing in court around that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about positives and moving forward as if we're the council that's going to be delivering for the next 2.5 years.
Fair enough. Now, the Hospitality Pathways program, I got an opportunity to speak to Vicky about it. Sounds like a wonderful program.
It's absolutely fantastic program. It's helping to deliver or address the shortages in hospitality and tourism across the single and local government area, with a vision to offer training to 10 participants. Had a great response from 10 businesses who are interested in being involved, which is essential. So we get spot-on advice from them as to what training and work experience is needed and what they're looking for. So that's hugely important to be able to have that input. We're also looking for local input from the hospitality and tourism sector to complete a short 6-question survey on their training needs and make sure the pilot program is tailored to their needs. So the survey runs until the 18th of February and it's available on the council website and Facebook page. So I encourage people to have a look at that so we can look to train for the future.
A great program. Obviously, the council has identified a need to help out local hospitality businesses and has done something about it. You must be very proud.
Yeah, look, I'm hugely proud of the initiatives that the staff has come up with right through the last 2 years. The initiatives that they've been able to put in place are very forward-thinking. And if anyone would like any more information on this, please contact Ricky Ward at council or email at council@singleton.newsouthwales.gov.au or pick up the phone and ring them.
Before I let you go, can I get an update on Soap Suds Lane?
Soap Suds Lane mural is finished. It looks fantastic. It's our latest project in the Living Laneways, which was a $500,000 streetscape improvement program as shared spaces to encourage better use of laneways and interaction of the laneways with the business sector. So far, this is the final aspect. And there's murals in Trebella Laneway, Evidence Laneway, Burns Laneway, and of course the popular Shadowgram activity that we had in Burke's Arcade. So it's all about, as I said, to promote the engagement with the town centre and build on the local identity, but also encourage foot traffic via the laneways and back to the car park. And therefore foster community connections along the way.
Another fantastic local initiative by Singleton Council. Sue, thank you as always. Look forward to catching up with you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Bye for now.